Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, the world's most trusted website for natural health news, now reaching over 1.2 million readers a month. Yeah, that's right, over 20,000 articles on that website, so check it out. Now, this episode of the Health Ranger Show is all about how the USDA wants to turn your live foods into dead foods. That's right, friends. They want to kill the food supply, and they're going to do it with food irradiation. They're going to subject fresh produce to radiation in order to kill the microbes, and they say to make it safe. What are they really doing? They're destroying the nutritional content of the national food supply, and I'll explain to you why this could be the dumbest decision ever made by any civilization in the history of human civilization, how it's even dumber than what the Romans did when they built the aqueducts and they lined those aqueducts with lead, thereby poisoning their population with lead poisoning that was in the water. Well, now the USDA is going to be doing that, except they're not poisoning our water, they're destroying the natural medicines in our foods. That's what we're going to be talking about today, right here on the Health Ranger Show. Now, to get started with that, we've got to go back a couple of years and look at the outbreaks of E. coli, which is, of course, a bacteria that causes food poisoning, on the spinach crops that have been sold here in the United States. Over the last couple of years, we've seen several different outbreaks of E. coli in spinach, and the USDA, of course, has expressed its concern about this, saying that some people have been sickened. There have been a couple of deaths reported over the last few years from food poisoning, but I'll explain to you why those deaths occurred and why it's actually the fault of conventional medicine, not the spinach, that these people are dying. Well, the USDA is now up in arms about this. They're alarmed that so many people are getting sick. It's really not that many. It's just a few dozen people a year. I mean, far more people get sick just from vaccines or antibiotics, but you don't see the FDA and the USDA going crazy about that, do you? They are going crazy about spinach, and they say it's time to kill the spinach and other fresh produce. You see, they're saying that a safe food supply is only a sterile food supply. That's right. Food that's fresh, that's raw, that's unprocessed, they say it's dangerous. You're not allowed to consume fresh, raw foods anymore, according to them. They want to irradiate everything. And what do I mean? Well, look what they did last year with almonds. They said that raw almonds are dangerous. Why? For the same reason, E. coli. Because a few people got sick somewhere along the way because of the way these almonds were harvested and transported in unclean environments. They say a few people got sick, therefore we have to kill all the almonds with irradiation or chemicals. And that's what they're doing now. But get this, they said that even though the almonds are going to be killed, they will still label them as raw. That's right. Here in the United States, almonds that are sold as raw are not raw. They're actually dead. They have been irradiated or they have been treated to a variety of chemicals that kill microbes, and thus they are no longer raw even though they continue to be labeled as raw. So, see, this is an example of the health authorities wanting to kill the foods but not wanting to tell the truth about what they're doing. They don't want you to know that they're actually destroying the vitality of the food supply. But that's just the first example. The second example is, of course, raw milk. And lots of people in the natural health movement, especially in the raw foods movement, like to drink raw milk. They drink raw goat's milk, or they ferment it so that they have lots of life in the milk. And they drink that, and it's very healthy in that state because it's not processed, it's not pasteurized, it's not homogenized, and it's not dead. It's alive. It's alive with microbes in the same way that yogurt can be healthy when it has the active cultures in it. Raw fermented milk, also known as kefir or kefir, as it's sometimes pronounced, that's K-E-F-I-R, can also give you all kinds of health benefits. Well, the health authorities didn't like this either. So they passed laws in California to outlaw raw milk. So now consumers who want the health benefits of raw milk no longer have access to it in California, unless they know a local dairy farmer down the street who's willing to sell it to them directly. But even then, some of these operations can be shut down by health authorities who no longer want the population to have access to raw milk. Well, do you see the pattern here? The health authorities that say they're protecting the public from unsafe foods and beverages, what they're really doing is running around demanding that everything be sterilized. They think that the food supply is only safe if it's dead. They think that beverages are only safe if they're dead. They're all in favor of pasteurization and sterilization and homogenization. They like all of these Asians, don't they? But they sure don't like raw, living, fresh, vibrant, abundant foods, because that, they say, is a risk to the public. Well, now they've taken this line of flawed thinking and they've applied it to fresh produce. Salad greens. Yeah. So now, if they get their way, and this is in action right now, this is underway, then they're going to have all of the spinach and salad greens irradiated. Now, they've been pushing this agenda for quite some time, and here's how they pulled it off, folks. First thing they do is they want to create an emergency. They want there to be a public outcry demanding this action, so they first create an emergency. And the way they did that is they reduced the number of inspectors to make sure that there were gaps in the safety inspections of fresh produce, thereby guaranteeing there would be more outbreaks. This, I believe, is what they actually want right now. They want more outbreaks because it creates demand for what they want, which is food irradiation. Next, all they had to do is wait for some outbreaks to occur. And then they issue a bunch of press releases following these outbreaks, saying how dangerous these untreated foods are, how dangerous it is to allow the public to have access to fresh spinach that's not treated with chemical fumigation or irradiation, you see. And then they fudge a study. In this case, there was a study conducted by USDA researchers, and it was announced in conjunction with news from the American Chemical Society. Yes, I'm not kidding. The American Chemical Society, which, as you might guess, is in favor of chemicals. And they announced that the only safe way to clean vegetables of potential E. coli contamination is to irradiate it. And they said that kills 99.9% of the bacteria. Well, sure it does. So does walking through Chernobyl. If you want to kill bacteria, just blast it with radiation. You can kill anything that way. You can kill an animal, an insect, a bacterium, or a human being. Do you really want your food irradiated? I don't think so, because it also kills the food. Now, what is food? And why is radiating the food bad for it? Well, food is more than just the macronutrients. It's not just calories and minerals and proteins and fats and sugars. But that's what the USDA thinks it is, and that's why the USDA thinks there's no difference between living foods and dead foods. Because as far as they're concerned, when you irradiate something and you kill it, it still has the same minerals, the same sugars, the same proteins and fats, and so on. But this is nutritional nonsense. It's like looking at a dead human being versus a living human being and saying there's no difference. Because they still weigh the same, they have the same amount of skin, the same minerals, the same fats, the same water. One's living, but the other's dead, but they're still the same, according to the USDA, it seems. This is the way they look at food. You see, living and dead, no difference. This is a monumental mistake. It is incredibly stupid to put humanity on this track of consuming dead foods that have been irradiated. Because here's the truth about all of this, folks. When you irradiate fresh produce, you destroy the natural vitamins and phytonutrients. Those are the plant-based nutrients that are found in those plants. Those are the nutrients that are Mother Nature's medicine, and those are the nutrients that prevent disease. And now the USDA wants to take those away from the entire food supply. Go figure. All right, we've got to take a break, but when we come back, we'll continue this exploration into the USDA's plot to irradiate the national food supply. Stay with me. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. We are talking about the USDA's plot to irradiate all the fresh produce in the national food supply. This is an agenda that the USDA is now pushing. It wants the fresh produce that you eat to be irradiated, thereby destroying the natural medicine found in those plants, and they call this food safety, because it also happens to destroy the microbes that might be hitching a ride on fresh spinach leaves, for example. But in order to do this, in order to protect a few people, That is just a few dozen people who've been sickened by this over the last few years, maybe a few hundred at the most. In order to, just to protect those small numbers of people, they want to destroy the nutritional quality of these foods for millions of people. Actually, for hundreds of millions. They're going to destroy the food for everyone in order to prevent a little bit of diarrhea for a few people each year that get sickened by E. coli contamination. This is insane. It is a policy based on such nutritional ignorance that it just boggles the mind. And if this is put in place, it will be a monumental mistake that will accelerate the downfall of this nation by turning us into a nation of diseased eaters, diseased people who no longer have the natural medicine found in plants to protect them from diseases like cancer and diabetes and heart disease and depression and all of these other degenerative conditions that are slowed or halted by the medicines found in plants. Did you know that broccoli prevents cancer? Did you know that onions and cruciferous vegetables also help prevent cancer? Did you know that berries prevent macular degeneration and nervous system disorders? Yeah, all of these plants have different types of medicine. I mean, pomegranate seeds prevent prostate cancer. Green tea prevents breast cancer. Certain berries help reverse and prevent heart disease. You pick up just about any plant in a grocery store, any piece of fresh produce, and it has not just hundreds, but thousands of different natural plant-based nutrients. They're called phytonutrients. And these are medicine. They're medicine from Mother Nature. And they are partially and sometimes completely destroyed by irradiation. Basically, they're taking food that's valuable, that's alive, that can help prevent and reverse disease, and through this process of irradiation, they're killing the foods. They're turning live foods into dead foods, and by doing so, they're going to turn a living population into a dead population. You know, it's true. If you want to stay alive, you got to eat live foods. But if you want to be dead, eat dead foods, and you'll get that exactly. The consumption of dead foods makes you dead. And now, thanks to the USDA, they want to take the national food supply and make it dead. That's just incredible. Now, they blame these infections, these E. coli outbreaks, on the presence of bacteria on the spinach leaves. Now, I'm going to counter that theory and explain to you why that's a medical myth, that these infections aren't caused merely by the presence of E. coli bacteria. Now, here's the first reason why. If you feed E. coli contaminated spinach to 100 people, will 100 of them get sick with E. coli poisoning? The answer is no. 100 of them won't get sick. There might only be 10, maybe 20 people out of that 100 who get sick. Maybe far fewer, in fact. Could only be 2 or 3. Most people will not get sick. So what's the difference between the people who get sick and the people who don't get sick from eating spinach or other green leafy vegetables that have been contaminated with E. coli? Well, the difference is that the people who get sick have compromised immune systems to begin with. And there are two reasons their immune systems are compromised. Number one is that they've been taking antibiotics. And because they've done that, they've wiped out the friendly flora in their intestines. Those are the friendly bacteria that populate your intestines and help protect you against unfriendly bacteria. So if you take antibiotics and you sterilize your gut, so to speak, you create a fertile breeding ground for any new bacteria that gets introduced into your system. So if you take antibiotics and then you follow that with the consumption of contaminated spinach that has E. coli in it, then of course the E. coli gets into your gut and it says, hey, look at this, fertile breeding ground and no competition. I can move in here and start replicating. And that's what it does. Starts a little family. Starts moving in. Pretty soon your whole gut is infected with E. coli, and that's when you have serious diarrhea. And it is, in fact, the diarrhea that usually ends up killing those very few people who die from E. coli contamination. But why did they get contaminated in the first place? Internally. What happened? It's because they were taking antibiotics. This is the cause of the disease, not merely the presence of the bacteria. You see, this is something that's completely wrong with modern medicine and modern thinking about food safety. They think that human beings have to live in a sterile environment. That's nonsense. We don't live in a sterile environment. You just shake somebody's hand and you're passing bacteria back and forth. You'd be amazed to see how much bacteria is on a typical doorknob or a toilet seat, or even how about the handle of a grocery shopping cart at the grocery store? There's some nasty stuff on that. You don't live in a sterile environment. And to try to create a sterile environment is just insane. You can't do that. The best way to protect your health is to make sure that you have strong, active defenses internally, so that if you happen to, let's say, lick a doorknob and intake some microbes that maybe shouldn't be in your body, then your body can defend you against them. Maybe you shake somebody's hand and then you touch your lips or something, and then you get some bacteria in your mouth that way. Well, you shouldn't have to sterilize your hands every time you touch something. And if you think you should, that's a totally different psychological disorder. Because we don't live in a sterile environment, so it's up to the body to have strong defenses to prevent these infections, even though some foreign invader is introduced into the body. Now, some people mistakenly believe that you shouldn't have all this bacteria in the human body. You know, modern medicine promotes this myth that the body is sterile, that bacteria is dangerous, and we should use antibiotics for everything, we should sterilize our food and all this. It's insane. Here's a fact that most doctors don't know. There are more non-human cells inside your body than there are human cells. You follow me on that? There are more cells of bacteria in your body than there are cells of you in you. In other words, if you took all the cells in your body, from your skin, your tissues, your blood, your water, and all the bacteria and every piece of mass inside your body, and you sorted them out into two piles. One pile is cells that are human, and the other pile is cells that are non-human, that is the bacteria, then the non-human cells would be a much larger count. Far greater numbers of non-human cells are in your body than human cells. That gives you an idea of just how important bacteria is to your own health. You have to have bacteria inside you, or you will die very quickly. You'll get sick if you don't have bacteria. Bacteria even help process some of the food that you can't process very efficiently, turning them into nutrients inside your gut that you need in order to be a healthy individual. So this is just an example of how important bacteria are to your health. Now, if we have good, friendly bacteria inside us, then we have better defenses against the E. coli from potentially contaminated spinach. All right, now we're going to continue this discussion, and I'll teach you more about real food safety and the bogus plans of the USDA when we come back. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. Stay with us. This audio program is brought to you in part by TruthPublishing.com, where you will find an assortment of life-enhancing books and audio programs and other educational materials to help you overcome disease and maximize your health and longevity. Check it all out online at TruthPublishing.com. Welcome back again, friends. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of NaturalNews.com. And we are talking about the USDA's plot to irradiate the food supply. Yeah, they want to kill all the living foods. They want to destroy the nutritional value of the spinach and the salad greens and the cilantro and the parsley and all of these things that contain natural medicine that keep you healthy. And they're doing it by promoting a myth. The myth is that safe food is sterile food, and that raw, fresh food that might have a little extra bacteria on it is somehow dangerous for everyone. It's complete nonsense. And what we were talking about in the last segment is the fact that if you have strong, friendly bacteria in your body, that is, intestinal flora that's friendly, then you have defenses against the invading microbes from the food supply. Now, I would gladly eat spinach contaminated with E. coli just to demonstrate this to you. I'm sure I've eaten E. coli before, and I'm sure I'll eat it again. Am I afraid of E. coli on my spinach? Of course not, because I have friendly flora in my intestines, and I take probiotics all the time. And because I take probiotics and I don't use antibiotics, I know that my gut can handle a little bit of E. coli from time to time. It doesn't freak me out. Even if I get a little bit sick to my stomach, I know I'm not going to die from it because I've got a healthy system that can respond to that kind of invader into my digestive tract. You see, this is where we need to be focusing our food safety efforts, on the individual, not on the bacteria that might be on the food. The truth is, you can't make food 100% clean. can't be done. Even if you try to irradiate everything, you're actually making food unsafe because of the nutritional qualities you're destroying. And we'll talk about that in more detail in a minute. But if you really want to make people healthy, you've got to focus on the individual. And you've got to start boosting immune function. You've got to start putting more bacteria in the food, not less. What do I mean by that? I mean more foods should have probiotics. More foods should have friendly flora. We should be able to buy raw fermented milk at grocery stores all across America. We should be able to find more raw foods, more sprouts, more vegetables, more living foods. And the reason we don't is because these foods have a shelf life, and thus they spoil too quickly to be profitable for the corporations that make money off of the food supply. You know why milk is homogenized? Because if it wasn't homogenized, the milk fats would separate from the other liquids in there, and the milk would look like it's spoiled. So it's homogenized to give it shelf life. You know why milk is pasteurized? That's to kill the bacteria that are naturally present in the milk. If you take milk right out of a mother cow and you drink that milk contains friendly bacteria. Do you think that's an accident? Of course not. Mother Nature puts it in there because it's good for the calf. But if you kill the milk and then you artificially modify the fat molecules through homogenization, you take a beverage that used to be living and healthy, and you turn it into something that's processed and dangerous, something that promotes heart disease. Virtually all the milk consumed in this country is processed, dead milk. And in my opinion, it is an extremely harmful substance for human consumption. That's why I'm adamantly against it, and I haven't consumed milk from cows, or actually from any species, come to think of it. Except, wait a minute, I did drink some goat milk recently at a raw food event. I had some fermented goat milk, and that was really interesting. But other than that, I haven't had any milk for many, many years. Now, let's shift gears here, and let me explain to you why it's so important that we stop this effort, this plot to irradiate all of our foods. If we allow this to continue, if we allow the USDA to come in and irradiate all of our fresh produce, we're going to set this nation on a terrible course of health destruction. This is a monumental mistake that's about to be made here, one that I think could certainly contribute to the downfall of this society, in much the way that the lead-lined aqueducts contributed to the downfall of the Roman Empire. Because once you start poisoning the people through the water supply, it doesn't take long for society to break down and collapse. And that's what happened to the Roman Empire. Well, what happens if you take all the foods that are keeping people alive, and then you take the nutritional qualities out of those foods by irradiating them? What happens then? You see, I think that if this policy goes into effect, we're going to see a massive increase in cancer, in diabetes, depression, heart disease, and neurodegenerative disorders such as dementia and Alzheimer's disease. This is what's going to follow any kind of mass food irradiation policy. And future historians will look back on this as the dumbest thing America ever did. The dumbest thing any civilization ever did, actually. Took away the medicine from its people. You see, the only real natural medicine they're getting is from their salads. Most of the other food they're eating is processed junk food. They're going through the fast food drive-thrus, and they're eating microwave meals, and they're drinking canned sodas and eating canned soups, and it's all processed dead food. And the only time they get something that's alive, something that actually keeps them alive, is when they're eating a salad. And thankfully, people still like to eat salads from time to time. And sometimes people eat fresh fruit, too, and that's also helpful because fresh fruit contains all kinds of anti-cancer, disease-fighting nutrients. Well, what happens then if you take this medicine away from the nation, if you irradiate the food supply, thereby destroying some or all of the disease-fighting medicines found in fresh produce? What if you take the anti-cancer compounds away from the broccoli by breaking them down with irradiation? What if you take the diabetes-fighting compounds out of the fruits? What if you take the nervous system protectors out of the berries? What if you take the eye protectors out of the dark leafy greens? You're destroying all of these vitamins, too. Not just the phytonutrients, but even the vitamins are destroyed. For example, did you know that if you microwave broccoli, you destroy up to 98% of the phytonutrients in broccoli that prevent cancer? That's right, you take a piece of broccoli, fresh, right off of the stalk. And if you measure it, you'll find that it has very active anti-cancer compounds that are intact and that work very well. But if you stick that piece of broccoli in the microwave and you zap it for 60 seconds and you take it out, guess what? Up to 98% of that natural medicine has been destroyed. So you've taken a piece of broccoli that was medicinal and you've killed it. Taken something that was alive and you've made it dead. And now imagine doing this across the entire nation. Imagine all the food that's being grown across all the croplands in the United States and Mexico and elsewhere. Imagine it all being funneled into irradiation centers where it has to be passed through a tunnel that bombards the food with radiation, just like Chernobyl. So all the food that comes out is dead. And this is what gets distributed to the people. It is the dumbest idea in human history, I dare say. The dumbest idea ever. Because the food is perfectly fine right out of the ground, the way Mother Nature makes it. You can't improve on a leaf of spinach. It is what it is, and it's ready to eat right off the ground. Yeah, you can wash it, that's fine. Take the critters off of it. You know, you get some organic cabbage that's made without pesticides. There might be some bugs that are enjoying the cabbage before you got to it. So you just wash the bugs off, and then you eat the cabbage. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, in many countries, that's the way they know that the food is safe, if it has bugs on it. That's the way they know that it hasn't been treated with pesticide chemicals. I know in Asia, where I lived for a couple of years, when you go to the market, you're looking for food that's got some bugs on it. You just wash them off, and then you eat the produce. Now, here in America, we think that's crazy. We think our produce has to be sterile. Has to be bug-free, and yet at the same time we demand that it be chemical-free. Very interesting. But now what happens to our society? What happens if we kill all of these foods so that all of the produce goes through these tunnels, these radiation tunnels, comes out on the other side dead, destroyed, devoid of the nutrients that we so desperately need to prevent cancer and prevent heart disease and prevent diabetes and neurodegenerative disorders? What happens to our society? The answer, friends, our society begins to crumble. All right, and we're going to talk about this more when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Health Ranger Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Health Ranger Show. We're talking about the USDA's plot to irradiate the national food supply and destroy the healing qualities of the foods that now sustain us. Yes, if they get their way, friends, they want to take all the fresh produce that's grown across this country and in Mexico and elsewhere, and they want to mandate that it be subjected to radiation. This, they say, will make the food safe. Safe? How's that? Because it's actually going to kill the foods and destroy the phytonutrients that are found in those foods. And those phytonutrients, sometimes called phytochemicals, are the very things that protect us from disease and really protect us from the rest of the things in the standard American diet, like hamburgers and french fries, canned soups, microwave foods, breakfast sausage, and so on. It's the fruits and vegetables that are keeping you alive, folks. And if you subject those to radiation, that's it. That was the last defense for most American consumers. If this policy goes into effect, you're going to see a massive decline in the health of the American consumer. Now, that leads me to the reasons why they might want to do this. Here comes the conspiracy theory part of this conversation, but hear me out. Don't prejudge it until you hear me out. We know that the USDA, the FDA, the CDC, and the American Chemical Society, all of which are players in this little scheme, they now serve the interests of corporate America. They don't serve the people. They don't protect the people. They protect the profits of corporations. And which corporations do they protect? Well, Big Pharma. That's all the big drug companies. Big agriculture. Those are the big food producers and the big food technology companies like Monsanto. And big biotech. It's these corporations that they serve. And if you really take a hard look at the facts, at how these agencies act, the FDA, the USDA, and so on, you'll find that they act to protect the corporations. In fact, many of the top people who work for these government regulatory agencies used to be top people in the very industries that they now claim to regulate. So it's a revolving door policy. These are the people who worked in the industry, and now they claim to regulate it. But in fact, they're promoting it. Now let's get to the wealthiest corporations in the world. Those are the drug companies. The drug companies sell products at very high markups. Some pharmaceuticals are sold with markups as high as over 500% over the cost of their actual ingredients. That's a lot of profit margin. I wish I could come up with a product that I could mark up 500% and sell that to millions of people. That would be an easy way to make money, wouldn't it? Well, if you're a drug company, it is easy to make money as long as people aren't healthy, you see. Because the minute people start getting healthy in this country, you start losing customers. And the fastest way to drop revenues, lose money, if you're a drug company, is to allow people to get well. Every person who avoids sickness is lost revenue to you if you're the drug company. And since the FDA and the USDA and all these various agencies now serve the interests of the corporations, it seems to be on their agenda to make sure that the population doesn't have access to the things that could keep them well. For example, the FDA openly censors true statements, that is, scientifically valid statements about the healing qualities of fruits and vegetables. Just look at the way the FDA censored cherry growers from telling the truth about the way cherries help prevent arthritis. They sent letters to 29 cherry growers threatening to put them out of business if they didn't remove links on their websites that pointed to scientific studies published in peer-reviewed medical journals that discussed the arthritis benefits of cherries. That's just one example. You see, the FDA doesn't want people to know the truth about how fruits and vegetables and superfoods can enhance their health and prevent disease. This is part of the way they protect the pharmaceutical companies. They try to isolate consumers from the knowledge about how foods can help them heal. Well, what if they took this one step further? What if they said, instead of just keeping the population ignorant, what if we actually destroyed the natural medicine found in all of those foods? What if we took the cherries and we subjected them all to radiation? We destroyed the arthritis-fighting medicine found in cherries. What if we destroyed the anti-cancer medicine in broccoli and cauliflower and onions? What if we took all the produce in the country and we actually destroyed the medicine that's found inside? Then we create all kinds of sick people and all kinds of new profits for the drug companies. Because if you can keep people sick, then you can keep them going back to the hospital where they're going to be diagnosed with something and they're going to be given prescriptions for high profit pharmaceuticals sold under monopoly pricing conditions here in this country. This country is the world's largest monopoly-controlled drug racket led by an organized crime, FDA. All right, so that's the theory behind it, that if they irradiate the foods, they can keep people sick and they can generate more money for the drug companies because more people will be given prescriptions for high-priced pharmaceuticals. Now, you might say, that's insane. No corporation would do that. No government agency would do that. No one is that evil as to actually keep the population sick just to make more money. Well, of course they're that evil, friends. I mean, look at what Monsanto does with genetically modified organisms. In order to create more profits for their Roundup Ready soybeans, they've created genetically modified variations of the soybean, and they've planted them in places where they're now contaminating the entire food supply. You can't get soybeans now in the United States that are not at least partially contaminated with genetic code from these genetically modified soybeans that were created by Monsanto. The risk of this could be severe. This genetic contamination of the food supply could one day result in a devastating drop in food production. It could wipe out crops. What if one season the corn were wiped out, or the wheat, or the soybeans? We would be in for a very difficult time of mass starvation. This risk is very real. This is happening right now. We've created extreme risks to the food supply that put billions of lives at risk. Not just a few dozen lives or a few hundred lives, but billions of lives at risk. And these corporations have done that in order to make more money. So don't think for a minute that corporations wouldn't do something like that just to make money. They would put any number of lives at risk to make money because they're only interested in the short-term profits, friends. Look, these corporations, they don't care about the future of humanity. They don't care about the health of the next generation of Americans. They don't care about your kids. The only reason they care about anybody is because they found a way to turn a human body into a profit center. That's what they care about. They would much rather see you and your family sick and generating money for them than well and walking away from the hospital. And you can believe that they will pull this off if they get the chance. They will do anything to take the medicine away from the people. Because here's why this really matters. You see, as long as medicinal plants can be purchased and consumed from grocery stores and vitamin shops and natural health stores, then the people are still free. As long as people can still cure their own cancer, as long as they can reverse their own diabetes by juicing fresh vegetables, as long as they can reverse their own heart disease, then people have a lot of freedom. They have health freedom. They have options. They have a choice. They have alternatives. They don't have to give in to conventional medicine. They can choose option B, which is to go to the grocery store and find all of these medicinal plants and start eating those. For example, raw cabbage juice cures stomach ulcers like that, cures it. This is even written up in the conventional medical literature, not even debated that cabbage cures ulcers. But what if they could prevent people from doing that? Then they could take away their freedom. You see, a population that is informed and that has options is a free population. But if you want to make more money, you've got to control them. If you're the corporations, if you're the government, you've got to take away that freedom, take away their options, take away the knowledge, keep people ignorant and trapped. And the way you do that is by taking the medicine out of their food. Fastest way to do that, friends, is to put in place a policy of mass produce irradiation. And that, I believe, is why the USDA is pushing this policy right now. It's not about food safety, friends. It's not about saving a few dozen lives a year. It's about destroying the medicine that's preventing disease in this country right now. It's about taking away the options of the people and forcing them into the hospitals, forcing them to buy more drugs, thereby propping up the profits of Big Pharma. That's what it's about. And it is, as I've already said, the dumbest decision that's probably ever been made by any civilization in human history. And if it's put in place, it will lead to the downfall of our society. Be prepared for that, folks. Grow your own food. A little home gardening can go a long way in an environment where all the fresh produce is dead. Your food might be the only way that you can get some of these medicines. So save seeds, grow your own food, buy local, support the local farmers, eat fresh raw foods while you can, and fight this stuff, folks. Fight it in a nonviolent way. I mean, protest it to help stop this. We don't want the USDA killing our food supply. We don't want the USDA killing us. We want to have our medicines, our foods, and our freedoms. I hope you agree with me. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to The Health Ranger Show. You can find a transcript of this on my website, naturalnews.com. I'll talk to you again soon.